Books on Tape presents The Better Angels of Our Nature by S.C. Guylanders, read by Cassandra Campbell. In your hands, my dissatisfied fellow countrymen, and not in mine, is the momentous issue of civil war. The government will not assail you. You can have no conflict without being yourselves the aggressors. You have no oath registered in heaven to destroy the government, while I shall have the most solemn one to preserve, protect, and defend it. I am loath to close. We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land, will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature. Abraham Lincoln, First Inaugural Address, March 1861. The legitimate object of war is a more perfect peace. General William Tecumseh Sherman, July 20th, 1865. Chapter 1. I could a tale unfold. Have you seen Sherman? It is necessary to see him in order to realize the Norse makeup of the man, the hauteur, noble yet democratic. Try to picture Sherman, seamy, sinewy in style, a bit of stern open air made up in the image of a man.